Don McCourt. It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. I am in the somewhat quieter now Filmmakers Lounge on the beautiful downtown mall, and I'm talking with N.C. Hyken, your director, and you directed, your new documentary is Sound of Redemption, the Frank Morgan story. And we were talking, I'm too close to my own microphone, we were talking a bit before we started recording about your career and how you got into this, but let's talk about this film first, the Frank Morgan story, and how it came to you, and tell us about Frank Morgan.
Frank Morgan was an alto sax player, jazz alto sax player, who was meant to be the sort of the progeny of Charlie Parker. Everyone thought he was the next Charlie Parker. Mm-hmm. And he knew Bird, and he considered Bird like a second father. And he wanted to emulate Bird so much that he did everything Bird did, including taking heroin. And unfortunately, Frank got so deep into the heroin that he developed a much bigger career as a junkie than he was having, which he was already having quite a good career as an alto player, but the heroin took over. And it took over to the point where he spent about 30 years in and out of jail. And the thing that really got me in this kind of sad story mm-hmm. is the fact that there were so many jazz junkies in San Quentin prison, where Frank spent a bit of time, that they had a big band. And people from around the Bay Area would pay money to go into San Quentin yeah. to hear this big band.
Yeah.
So this really got me. And I thought, how, you know, this has got to be part of the story somehow, but there's no documentation. So I put a group together of fabulous musicians, took them into San Quentin. We did a live concert.
Nice.
And that forms the backbone of the film. So we tell Frank's story through this concert. And it really turned out pretty exciting. So, I didn't want to do a museum piece. I really wanted to do something that was alive and vibrant today.
The film we're talking about is Sound of Redemption, the Frank Morgan story, which screens Sunday, 4:45 at Regal One. We're talking with N.C. Hyken. So this is your second film as a documentary filmmaker. We were discussing filmmaking is kind of a new thing in your life. You come from a background in stage and musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Music's always part of everything I do. And dance was my original discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I went into screenwriting, which I did quite a bit of. And I came upon a story a few years ago about a North Korean refugee who had written a memoir, and I was completely bowled over by his story because he had been put in a concentration camp in North Korea when he was 9 years old, mm-hmm. along with his sister who was seven. And I thought, what is this going on right now under our noses? It really moved me, and I wanted to do something about it. And I tried making a feature film based on his story, and nobody wanted to touch it. And I kind of backed into making a documentary, but it turned out okay. So
yeah.
it was interesting. I didn't know what I was doing, but it turned out okay.
And you got some recognition for it.
I did. It got into Sundance, which was, it was like a miracle, you know. So, and it really played around the world, and it really did move people about what was going on in North Korea. It was like the first film to do that.
Yeah.
So that was a nice thing.
So then with that under your belt, mm-hmm. Your friend, Michael Connelly, approached mm-hmm. you.
So Michael Connelly, whom everybody knows, is a great author of crime fiction. And he happens to be published in France by my husband, who's French.
Right.
So we've known him for a long, long time, 20 years or so. And he was supportive on the North Korean film, which is called Kim Jong-ilia, by the way. And he knew Frank. He's a big jazz fan,
mm-hmm.
Michael, and he quotes jazz musicians. I mean, he talks about what his character's listening to. And he knew Frank, and he thought Frank had an amazing story, along with being an amazing musician. And he thought it would make a good film, and he asked me if I'd do it. And that's how we got here.
Excellent. So where do you start with something like this?
Well, I started by listening to Frank's music.
Yeah.
And you can't listen to his music and not realize how great he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's just far and away the most lyrical, deep, musical, lucid player that you can want to hear in the bebop style. And so that was the first thing that won me over. Then I went into the drug addiction stuff, and that was tough. You know, I thought, gee, it's not fun. It's not glamorous. He was a con man. You know, he did a lot of really creepy things. But at the same time, I kept feeling this soul was shining through, and I could also see that he, on the one hand, was this great artist. On the other hand, there was this addiction who was another character who would come in and kind of mess everything up for him, and then he'd fight back out. The music would fight back out, and he did do that in his life. He fought back out of, he'd never got out of the addiction totally. He went on to methadone, but he did finally start playing music for a lot of people. 17 albums really brought a lot of love and joy to people.
Tell us about the music in the film. How did you select what music to use in the film?
Well, I looked for, I mean, there's a combination of things. When you have music in film, you've also got image.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hard things with this film is that there isn't that much of Frank playing live where you have music and him, the image of him. So I did go for tracks from his albums, and I also wanted them to be part of telling the story. So I looked for things that helped tell where he was at that time in his life. And he does speak powerfully through his horn. There are like these amazing monologues. You almost it's like directly from his heart to you. It really is quite incredible. And then we have all this great music from the jazz band I brought into San Quentin.
Right.
And the tunes we picked there had all came from albums he had done, and I kind of picked my favorite tunes. That's just what I did.
Well, why not? It's your film. The film is Sound of Redemption, the Frank Morgan story. I'm talking to director N.C. Hyken. And there's a Charlottesville connection with Frank Morgan, isn't there?
Oh, yes, yes. His manager for many, many years, the whole last third of his career, mm-hmm. was Reggie Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And Reggie's a local boy. He lives in Charlottesville. And I'm sure he's going to be there tomorrow, or this will be tomorrow or today. I don't know when this will be broadcast.
Sunday,
yes. He'll be there Sunday. And we'll do a panel together. Also, Frank's ex-wife, Rosalinda Kolb, who figures prominently in the film, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie's in the film. He tells a few salty stories about Frank.
Nice.
But he was very, very helpful because, of course, he knew Frank very, very well. And he never, through all the thicks and thins that they went through, never, ever said anything other than that he was an amazing musician.
Well, so this was an obvious natural fit for the Virginia Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Have you been on the festival circuit? What kind of reception have you been getting for the film?
We opened at Los Angeles Film Festival, and Frank lived in Los Angeles for a very long time, so mm-hmm. that was a real hometown kind of thing. It was great. It was absolutely great. And we brought the San Quentin All-Stars that I had composed, you know. We brought them to the festival, and they played at the Grammy Museum, and that was quite
very
something.
Nice.
And one of the characters in the film knew Frank from San Quentin and was also a junkie, and they were fellow travelers for quite a while. Who's now a jazz singer. He sang with the band at the Grammys, and it just, the roof, it was, raised the roof time. It was wonderful. So we did that. We were in Maine, and all these people came and said, oh, I love Frank Morgan. I mean, you know, who knew? All these people came who loved the film, loved Frank Morgan. We just did Hot Springs, it's called Hot Docs at Hot Springs, Arkansas. That was great. And here we are here, and we're hoping to open in February or March, probably late February, in New York.
Nice.
Our fingers are crossed for that, if it all works out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you bringing it here. The film, one more time, is Sound of Redemption, the Frank Morgan story. It's Sunday at 4:45 at Regal One. I've been talking to the director, N.C. Hyken. N.C., thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
And good luck with the screening. And
thank you.
Let's see if we can raise the roof off of Regal One, too.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you for inviting me here. Virginia's beautiful. We're delighted. Thanks.